The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. You're listening to the Morning Answer Daily Podcast with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
As the councilwoman for the 11th District and as a resident myself, I am sick and tired of living in the middle of a failed social experiment. We have all had enough. Enough with the ridiculous soft-on-crime, defund the police, catch and release, harm reduction, criminals are the victims' policies that got us into this mess. Enough.
The Morning Answer is on.
That might be my new best friend. Holy smokes. That was City Councilwoman Tracy Park. And we'll talk about context on that here in just a few moments. But whoo, welcome to Tuesday here on The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
Isn't it funny when you just hear like one person say like two sentences that make sense? You're all of a sudden just very excited in Los Angeles.
Yeah, shocked that anybody thinks like we do.
Now, Dan, do you want to talk about that a bit? Because you're the one that said, let's start with it. It seems that this happened about 3 days ago. The city councilwoman, Tracy Park, said that the problem of public safety in the city, blaming catch and release criminals or the victims' policies, basically are making the city unsafe and that we need to get back to doing like common sense policing. But this was just a few days ago, and I love it. You know what? I feel happy inside all of a sudden. This is my new favorite city council woman. Woo.
Was that for me?
That was for Grant or for Dan.
Oh, well, I thought you said Dan. Do you want to explain?
Well, I did. And then Dan stood away from the mic, so I kind of took over.
Okay. So oftentimes when it's Dan, do you want to explain this? I thought that maybe that was Dan was up. But
that's all I got. I just thought that it might be some nice audio to hear, considering we don't hear a lot of that in SoCal. And I was previewing the audio this morning. I said, let's start with this because we don't hear this every day. So that was the gist of it. You too.
Where was she speaking at? What was that for? What was it surrounding? Why is she speaking out now? Where was
she? This was last week, and she was speaking at a news conference. And I got to tell you, we didn't talk about it on this program because it just, you know, there's a lot going on. But the police were looking for a man who was accused of sexually assaulting two women different times in the canals in Venice, at Venice Beach. And Grant, I saw those and I thought, okay, sexually assaulting, you know, you don't really quite dig into every single crime story like that. Last night, Mayor Karen Bass was supposed to deliver the State of the City address, and she did. But they had reported she was going to do it at 5 o'clock. So I sit down, I've got my local news going, can't find it anywhere. Well, then I see, well, it's at 5:30. Okay, so then I'm waiting around 5:30. She doesn't start till 6 o'clock. And they had all of this pomp and circumstance, three prayers, a long address by Paul Krikorian, who's leaving as head of the city council, all this before she actually starts.
What did the local news cover it?
Mm-hmm. I think most of them did. I finally just went to the LA channel, which is like public access, just because I thought that way I wasn't going to miss anything. But the point is that typically I don't watch local news in the evening, like sit down and watch the 5 o'clock news like many of you probably do. And so I had been doing that because I was waiting for Karen Bass and Grant. The people, this woman that was attacked by this man in the canals.
Yeah.
They showed a picture of her in the hospital. This poor woman, her entire face is black and blue.
Ugh.
There is so much swelling from the nose down to her chin that she... I mean, I hate to say this. I'm sure she's a beautiful woman. She does not even look like a human. Her teeth have been knocked in. You've got to look this up because I didn't bring this to your attention. You probably haven't seen it. But she's coming out and talking about what happened to her with this guy who, by the way, thankfully was finally caught all the way down in San Diego.
How did they find him?
This guy brutalized her. I was appalled. I was sitting, like, literally, I was like, I stopped for a second. And they've got her talking from the hospital bed about how she was followed and all this. And I'm like, I wanted
sexual
to cry.
Sexual assault too or no?
I'm sorry?
Sexual assault too?
Yes.
Or no?
I wanted to cry just looking at her.
Oh, Lord.
And so I would imagine that maybe finally that was enough, because this is where she was speaking, Tracy Park, at this press conference last week when they were looking for this guy. And she's right. And I hope that the city council and I hope that the mayor listen to what she's saying, that this experiment about being soft on crime is not working.
A failed social experiment. Which
that's what she called it. And she's absolutely right about that.
It really is a failure. And I believe it was, was it an experiment or was it their ultimate plot?
Probably.
Either way, it's a failure. If you believe in public safety, security, and the right to move freely about your city, it's a total failure. Whether they wanted it this way or not, that's another story. But for the people that want safety and security, what's happening in L.A. right now, and so many other cities, is not working. And I think there are some elected leaders that are waking up and realizing this. You know, you're hearing about reinstituting funding for police.
Mm-hmm.
They're rolling back these defund the cop movements. But, man, I mean, how dumb were they to think that that was going to work?
I want George Gascon. And by the way, he came out and has announced charges against this guy that they picked up. And, I'll give him credit for that. But I want him to go sit with this woman. I want Karen Bass to go sit with this woman who literally had her face bashed in. And
so
I
what did Karen Bass say last night? She comes out, she talks about homeless, she talks about crime.
All while smiling, this creepy smile. She's a very interesting woman. So just to fast forward.
You know what I think it is?
What was that?
I think it's far too much plastic surgery. She looks like the Joker. And no one can take her seriously when you deform your face like that.
Well, it's interesting because I started watching a little bit of it with my mom, who voted for Karen Bass. And she's like, it is just hard to take her seriously. She's smiling through everything. And I don't think she cannot smile. I think that's just the look that's like plastered on her face. And she tried to be optimistic. But even the people in the chamber were like looking around when she'd say something. And then it was kind of like the, you know, light applause. So here's a bit from the state of the city. She was, of course, talking about the Olympics and the World Cup coming. She was really big on the metro. And there was a moment where she was talking about how great the metro is because of climate change to keep LA clean. And I thought to myself, I'm like, lady, you need to keep the metro clean. I mean, there may be less pollution in LA, but try to set foot in that metro. There's a lot of pollution there.
And let me just say, Los Angeles, we have a long way to go. But let me say here, right at the beginning, the state of our city is stronger today because we have made change and we have disrupted the status quo.
It's like one guy clapping.
Telling you, everybody's like.
What do you mean, made
change?
Over
the last year, we have done big things together. Thousands more unhoused Angelenos came inside, and homicide and violent crime came down last year.
Okay. Homicides,
so,
violent crime.
Thousands
down.
Came inside. Thousands more are still outside.
Right. And a lot of them go inside and then come right back outside.
We weathered Tropical Storm Hillary and we rebuilt the 10 freeway in 10 days. Supervisor Mitchell, she agrees with that. And most importantly, we are turning away from the status quo. We are looking forward and making change, and we have changed how Los Angeles works so the city works better for the people of Los Angeles, and we're just getting started.
It's offensive. She is the status quo. She is the status quo.
And she's not serious. How can you take her seriously?
Very, very sad.
Did any of you watch The State of the City? Love to hear you if you did. If not, we've got a few more clips for you. 855-785-8255, 855-785-8255. Plus, President Trump back in court today. The details on that as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Freedom of speech lives here. It's The Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
That's us. Thanks for joining us on a Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Jennifer Horn.
I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And we're talking about Karen Bass, who delivered the State of the City address last night, smiling the entire time. She said that she had a couple of things that she wanted to focus on moving forward. I don't know how she's going to do this, but she says she wants to hire more police officers. Okay, sounds great, but what kind of police officers will you be able to hire, given what they've done to police officers who've been serving L.A. dutifully for the last several years? They let people go for not having COVID vaccines. The anti-police sentiment has made a lot of people seek early retirement, and they're feeling that. The last figure of sworn officers in LA County is 8,900. She wants to get it up to 9,500. I'd imagine in a city like Los Angeles, you need to have that well over 10,000. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. So, you know, it's amazing that she laughed her way through the whole speech last night.
Yeah.
How do you laugh your way through a speech where you're doing everything you can do to spin the state of Los Angeles? I mean, let's be clear. I don't even think Democrats will tell you Los Angeles is doing great.
Well, and if I were the mayor, because I was thinking about this, because if you look around, you know that LA is not what it once was. But you're the mayor, and it's your job to try to, like, make people think about a future that is more, you know, that's optimistic, right?
Right.
But I think what I would have appreciated is just a tone of seriousness talking about the problems. And then she could offer the solutions that she has, whether they're going to work or not, whether we're going to like them or not. I feel like that's the tone. Like, here's where LA is right now. I know we have a clear path forward. Here's what I'm going to do to improve things. But instead, it was just like people looking around like, is this woman crazy? And I don't even think it's her delivery. I don't think she intended to laugh her way through it. But her physicality is that smile through everything. It doesn't seem like, I feel like she'd smile at a funeral, essentially.
I think she probably would. But she, you know, you were worried that it's just the plastic surgery that makes her look like the Joker. But she chuckled through it, too. So that I just think she's misguided.
You know what style she reminds me of? Like a Kamala Harris style, where they don't seem to actually let the heaviness of the issues that we all face impact them. And so they just kind of sit up there and it's just like, oh, you know, just kind of chuckle through it.
Is it a nervous laugh?
Maybe.
Yeah, it may be. I don't know. It's bizarre. Look, the bottom line is, I can tell you from coming to Los Angeles for years, Los Angeles is not what it was.
No, it's in decline.
And, you know, I've got to now be concerned when my son is with me about where we go, what I'm doing, how we're getting there. This wasn't the Los Angeles of just, I don't know, 8 years ago.
It's declining rapidly. I mean, look, I'll tell you, and I've talked about this before. I'm born and raised here. When I was in high school, there were a lot of racial tensions. The gang problem was really bad, and it impacted. I lived in the San Fernando Valley. I grew up there. That's where I still live. It impacted the Valley a lot, that gang culture. But then things got cleaned up, and LA was really good. I mean, yeah, you probably wouldn't leave your doors open all night long, but it was better. But now it's not just the gang stuff. It's the now you've got to think about the homeless people. You've got to think about all of this craziness that they've incentivized, that they've just allowed to happen. And now you're thinking, gosh, do I even want to walk into a Rite Aid? Do I want to walk in? I mean, it's crazy. You just think twice. And it's interesting. I told you I spent some time this weekend in Ventura County. It doesn't feel the same there. It feels better in Ventura County. So this is an LA problem.
Look, you've got less people, one, which is going to be a huge, you know, make it easier in Ventura.
And less condensed.
It's not as urban.
Right.
It's clearly not as urban. And Los Angeles is the center hub. And the bottom line is they have incentivized the people to come to Los Angeles. And when I say the people, I mean the homeless and vagrants.
I'm just talking like the dirtiness. Forget even the safety. Like literally yesterday I was driving home. I have an office in Chatsworth. I'm driving home. And I'm going up, I can't remember, Owen's Mouth or something. They've got all the motorhomes I tell you about, the bucket, you know, the rust buckets that are just on the street.
Right.
And I drove over a cord because they were tapped into the electrical pole at the RV across the street. And you just drive right over a cord because this guy's out there stealing electricity. It's like, enough of this. How do we let this go? I'm not even angry at the police because I know they can't do anything, but they should be allowed to go out there and say enough is enough. You can't do this. You need to keep going. No camping, no stealing electricity. The rest of us have to get a job to pay for our DWP bills. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so frustrating. So Karen Bass says she wants more police. She wants 9,500 officers. So they're at 8,900. I think it's going to be tough to hire officers right now. She has a spending plan that's out there because she has a deficit. So she talked about the budget for the fiscal year of 2024-2025, which begins in July 1st. And she talked about tackling homelessness, again, with more of her inside safe stuff. It was just a lot of fluff. She also focused a lot on the Olympics and on the World Cup. Here's a bit more from Mayor Bass.
In South LA, East LA, in the Valley, and in Mid-Wilshire, we see Angelenos working hard and earning good wages while creating infrastructure that will last generations. Infrastructure that will help Angelenos close the gap between an affordable neighborhood and a good job, getting to work on time and breathing cleaner air. Our metro work is eliminating pollution and addressing climate change. We are doing the same at LAX with the coming transit connection there and by eliminating plastics.
Thank God you're on the big stuff, like eliminating plastics at LAX, Care Bear.
This is, again, the misguidedness of those on the left that look at these big, giant picture issues. Forget about whether you believe in climate change or not. You know, say you give them the benefit of the doubt that climate change is real, it's going to have an effect on us down the road, and you're doing this for your children. People have a real hard time grasping this because there is not an immediate result. It does not take care of the beer cans and needles and paper bags that are on the street everywhere.
See, I look at this. Look, I believe that we all need to be responsible for our space. I believe that we all need to do our best to be responsible citizens of this planet. But that being said, I would argue with the liberal about whether or not climate change is really, truly man-made. And if you're going to really solve the problem, unless you tackle, even if you think that, you've got China and India who are just worldwide polluters, right? So there's a lot of stuff to talk about. But I don't even have an interest in engaging with Karen Bass about climate change. It's about priorities. What's more important, an Aquafina bottle at LAX Terminal 4 or the guy who is bashing a woman's face in the Venice canals? Like, there's no – even whether you're on the same page with climate change or not, there should be a list of priorities about the safety, which is what her first job is. All of these elected leaders, their first job is to keep us safe. And that's where she fails. Great. If her pet project is climate change, fine. But don't do that to the detriment of women who can't walk through Venice anymore. Ugh, here's more.
And we are seeing a cleaner and greener America's port. The Port of Los Angeles, where just last month I was joined by the EPA administrator to announce new federal investments in zero emissions equipment and infrastructure and other initiatives to address climate change and public health. I'm proud to continue Los Angeles's global leadership on climate change. And to advance our work, I'm announcing a new climate cabinet. New climate plans at key city departments, stakeholder engagement, and action on climate justice to make sure that our city continues to lead, and that includes making sure that Los Angeles is 100% clean energy by 2035.
Do you just want to throw up a little bit?
You do. I mean, there's real problems. And you know, Jen, you sent me the picture of this poor woman beat up in Venice. That's who we need to be worried about, not clean energy by 2035. Come on, people.
I know. I'd love to know what she thinks about that, actually. 855-785-8255. Did you watch the mayor's State of the City? Misplaced priorities all around. That's for sure. We will take your phone calls, your reaction, to see what you thought about Karen Bass. Definitely focused on climate change, on the Olympic Games, and you know, I'm sure she will clean up homelessness for the 4 weeks that the Olympics are in town, and then it'll go right back to being a problem again. 855-785-8255 as your Tuesday morning answer continues.
Welcome to the 6 o'clock club on the morning answer with Jen and Grant.
Jennifer Horn and Grant, I think it's time that Karen Bass steps down as mayor of Los Angeles. She's doing a poor job. Erica said he left us with homeless. But now Karen Bass has a bigger mess. She is incapable of cleaning up this mess.
Call anytime with your amazing takes. Leave us a message at 877-590-5843. That's 877-590-5843. It's The Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us. Tuesday edition. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And as our caller said, Karen Bass, yeah, pretty unacceptable. Eric Garcetti created the homeless issue, and now Karen Bass is getting him hotel rooms. I mean, these two are really a dream team here. So here's a little bit from the speech. She did the State of the City last night in front of the city council and all of L.A.
Last year, I told you Los Angeles was open for business. Ugh. This year, we can say that businesses are coming back. In December, I joined Councilwoman Park in her district to announce that the Bank of California, the third largest bank in the state, is moving its headquarters to the west side from Orange County.
Why? Why are they moving here, Jim?
There's the good news. The bad news in Tracy Park's district is that some poor woman, two poor women, just got their faces bashed in by a serial rapist sexual offender. Great.
You know, I think you're on to something here about the Kamala Harris. She almost may be imitating Kamala
Harris. Like, they
went
through the same school. I don't know.
Yeah, school for idiots.
It's very bizarre. There are a lot of people I notice who imitate Barack Obama.
Yes.
And I guess I could get that. He says a lot of words. He says them nicely. I used to say he was a good orator, but he never made a lot of sense if you really dug into the words, but they sounded nice. I can understand why you might want to copy that style. People liked it. I don't know why you'd want to copy Kamala Harris. Don't know. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't understand either. It sounds like Karen Bass is doing that here. This is exactly with the giggles and the trying to remain upbeat and happy. Maybe because everything you're saying is so bad that if you smile that somehow you'll ease it.
Yeah. That's why I thought, okay, because this would be a hard job to have to go out and say, like, basically kind of, I don't know.
Why?
Shine up a rock.
Yes.
When it comes to the state of California.
Shine up a piece of coal.
Exactly. Make it into a diamond. But I think you do. It's insulting if you don't talk about the seriousness of the issue first before you provide a sense of optimism. And this is coming from someone who's always optimistic.
We're not where we want to be yet.
Hmm?
What if she said the state of L.A. is a state of hopefulness? We're right. Not where we want to be yet.
A state of recovery.
A state of recovery. We're getting there.
She loves, and I think that would be perfect for her because she loves to tell people, like, she's new here. It wasn't her fault. So I think if you came out and said we're in a state of recovery, it makes you look like the hero, like you're leading that effort. The other thing she was super excited about, then your phone calls, 855-785-8255. And I have to pat myself on the back on this one. You know I don't do that very often, but No. This one I do. And that is, remember when the 10 freeway had the fire underneath it and it collapsed and they said it was going to take all this time? And I said, oh, I guarantee you take 4 days because they want to look like they did a great job.
Yeah.
Grant, she referenced that 16 times about,
yeah, that's
the 10 freeway.
It turns out they got lucky. The fire wasn't as bad as I thought.
Well, and also, you know what she didn't mention? She loved talking about the repair of the freeway, but she never mentioned, and by the way, news media watching you never really got the guy who was the arsonist that set that fire. That was a homeless man. You can't tell me that wasn't a homeless person that set the fire under the freeway that caused the collapse of the 10.
What happened with that?
Exactly. Where did it go? Where did that story go?
Did they arrest anybody?
They had a guy on camera, but they couldn't find him. I guarantee you they found him and found he was homeless, and so they just took off.
You said they let him go.
I swear, because they don't want the bad publicity. You know what? And by the way, that is, I know, an assertion and a very big conspiratorial statement to make. If you are in law enforcement, you don't have to use your name. And if you know I'm right or wrong, call. I don't care. 855-785-8255. Because where did that story go?
Yeah.
All right. Let's take some of your calls. A lot of people who watched the speech, who listened, who wanted to.
Shocked that there's a lot who watched and listened.
Hey, look, a lot of dorks like me who said, I was trying to do this for you guys. I didn't really want to watch. And full disclosure, I actually at some point just turned away and went to the Dodger game. I couldn't towards the end. It was getting to me. But that's okay. Joey from Orange County. Joey, good morning to you. What did you think of Care Bear's speech last night?
Well, first of all, I had a really hard time finding it. But I was determined. I listened to it in the car on the way home. And I just felt so cynical. I mean, it was so unrealistic. It's like she doesn't live in L.A. She lives in La La Land, you know. To deny that she bragged about taking so many people off the street when we all believe our lying eyes and just see the problem get bigger and worse. Nothing has worked while she's been, I guess, 2 years. Now she's going to fix everything. Well, she certainly hasn't fixed everything in 2 years. And, you know, she says, oh, they're hiring new policemen and everything is, let's just look to the future. Well, how about looking at what's going on in realistic ways? It was very disheartening, but, you know, I guess it was to be expected that
you
way.
You can't really expect her to come out and say, you know what, I'm garbage, guys. You should get rid of me. I mean, she has to say something to that point. But I think, as we talked about, and Grant, we said that she should have probably come out and said, hey, here are the issues, and we're working on them.
What if she would have said, these are all things I would have run by her if I was in her office, mm-hmm. that I'm asking the public for patience as we work through what are real serious problems that this city faces.
Right.
What if she would have said something like that? I think you would have had more respect for her.
Totally, especially if she called the problem serious, because I don't feel like she takes whatever she was talking about very seriously last night.
Well, she was giggling the whole way through it.
Joey, thanks so much for the phone call. Appreciate you. Don from industry. Hi, Don. Good morning.
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Grant. Man, oh, man. I admire your guts for if you could suffer through it. I listened to a little bit of it, but, I mean, listen to the pathetic applause. I mean, it's funny. It's like there's one guy clapping loud, and everybody else is like, and that's her crowd. It's all her people. It's the scary thing is that Karen Bass and Kamala Harris were on the short list for VP, that's my understanding. And they found out a lot of the pro-Castro, pro-communist, pro-Cuba background rhetoric she'd had. And she was actually too far left for the Biden administration, if you can believe that.
Isn't that funny? And when you're the runner-up to Kamala Harris, that doesn't say
boy,
much.
You're bad.
Scary. That's pretty scary.
Don, thanks so much for the phone call. Appreciate you. 855-785-8255. Brent in Los Angeles. Hey, Brent, good morning.
A blessed morning, Jen and Grant. Now that bloodbath Biden, Nazi Newsom, Karen Barbarian, and grotesque Gascon have greenlit the rape, pillage, plunder, and murder of every Constitution-loving Christian, Jew, and Muslim in Israel and Los Angeles, please get onto your show as regular guests, Jeff and Jimmy from the Gunslinger Radio Show on Sunday, 8:70 a.m., and their regular guest, Rick Travis from the California Rifle and Pistol Association. For our survival, righteous and compassionate Americans must now be armed against Democrat socialists wearing ISIS masks, Hamas masks, Antifa masks, BLM barbaric lying Maoist masks, and Gascon's smash and grab godless masks.
Well, Brent, can I ask you a question? Just out of curiosity, because we're friends. Brent?
Yes.
Do you pack the heat when you come to our events?
I do whatever is legal and necessary.
There you go, Brent. That's
a good non-answer. I'll take that as a yes. Thank you, Brent. Appreciate that.
Love you.
We love you. 855-785-8255.
Hey, I hope that Brent is part of this club. I haven't asked him, but I hope many of you are part of this club. And I'm talking about Patriot Mobile. And really, if you feel serious about the things that Brent just mentioned, if you feel serious about moving this country, moving this state, moving this city in the right direction, you got to be a part of Patriot Mobile. It's so easy to switch your cell phone service from these big three woke cell phone companies that are pushing all kinds of craziness and move to Patriot Mobile. And I'll tell you why. Because you got to support companies that believe in the things we do so these companies survive and we can send a message to the other companies that, you know what, we're not tolerating it anymore. So here's what you do. All you have to do is log on to the website. That's patriotmobile.com/KRLA. Use the promo code KRLA for free activation. It's patriotmobile.com/KRLA. Or you can simply call them up, 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Switching's easy. You can upgrade your phone. You get a new phone. You can use your old phone. All the same things as the regular cell phone companies, except you know that Patriot Mobile is going to be a great steward of your money that goes to them every month. So again, patriotmobile.com/KRLA, 972-PATRIOT. You tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you.
All right. As we continue, we will have the latest on President Trump's trial. Day two today, Dr. Sebastian Gorka joins us as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Whether you call it Twitter or X, you can find us at This Is TMA. That's at This Is TMA here. Is the Morning Answer.
Here we are, Tuesday edition of The Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinch.
And that song means it's time to bring in our buddy, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is here. He hosts America First, heard at 1 p.m. on AM 870, 8 p.m. AM 590. The Answer always at sebgorka.com. Dr. G, good morning.
Greetings, my friend.
Now, I have the coolest news that we want to share because we are running out of time here. We are setting sail, going to Alaska together. This is the Patriots Alaska Cruise. You may have heard us talking about this, but you only have until the end of the month to book your cabin. This is it. You'll be going on board the ship with me, Dr. G, Katie Gorka, Chris DeGaulle, Mike Gallagher. We are going on the Holland America Cruise Line, five-star luxury cruise line, amazing amenities, great opportunities for shore excursions, and we're going to Alaska, which is majestic. You've got Juneau, Ketchikan, Icy Strait Point, scenic cruising through Stevens Passage. I've done this before. I am so excited to share it with you, Dr. G, and with all of you. And every day we get together as part of our Patriots group, which is going to be the best part, and that really makes it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I have the latest figures as of last night, 341 listeners joining us. So I think that means there's only 9 spaces left. So if you don't book in now, you're going to miss out on the coolest July 4th ever. So do it.
Hey, Dr. G, can I just toot Jen's horn a little bit here?
Oh, that's my last name.
Because Dallas is doing really well. Philadelphia is doing really well. But Los Angeles, between AM 870, between 590, Jen is like setting records for trending up. We've got so many Patriots coming from this city, and this is really all her.
Yeah, 47 cabins from the two stations, Dr. G. That's amazing.
Let me toot my horn. Whose idea was it to invite Jen?
Oh, that's
well, that's true.
Okay. Yeah, back to you. But the point is, you've got...
I knew it. They said, hang on, but what about her market? I said, everybody loves her in her market. Most of my callers are from her market, so she's going to crush it. And sure enough, she crushed it.
We crushed it. And so, by the way, it's not even a contest. I just want you guys to cruise with us. We're going to have a lot of fun. So if you are ready to go, you want to see Dr. G sing karaoke. He's promised me, signed it in blood, he's going to do that.
Did I?
We're going to play shuffleboard. We're going to have cigar night. I mean, you got to come. PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. Don't miss your opportunity. You can get the link at am590.info or am870.info. I'm super excited. All right, so Dr. G, what I'm not excited about is what's happening.
Is World War III?
Yeah, World War III, not exciting. We just had, you'll love this, we just had the State of the City with Karen Bass, who giggled her way like the Joker through her State of the City as a woman is recovering in the hospital after getting her face literally beaten in during a sexual assault when she was just out for a walk in Venice Beach. I mean, this poor woman, her teeth are knocked out of her mouth. It's amazing. And she
giggled through it?
Oh, yeah. Like the Joker. We think that maybe she went through the same public speaking school as Kamala Harris because there are a lot of similarities in their delivery.
Wow.
Instead of talking about the serious problems that LA has, you know, she's talking about the World Cup and the Olympics, and it's just, it's insulting. But we've got that going on. And then we've got Donald Trump, President Trump, who's in court asking if he can go to his son's graduation, which is in May. They have plenty of time to plan for it. And Judge Marchand says, well, we don't know. We'll have to see where we are at that point. Is it possible with this judge, with this jury pool, that there is any way that President Trump is going to avoid a conviction here? They want to call him a convicted criminal, Dr. G.
You mean the judge whose daughter got $3.4 million from Adam Schiff?
That's
another
her.
$2 million from Kamala Harris. That judge?
That's the one.
Yeah, it's an outrage. The president is right. You know, the great thing is every time he comes out of the courtroom, the cameras are there. They're giving him a podium. I'll just quote a really good friend of mine, one of my favorite podcasters, who said with this trial, they could be handing President Trump the election. And you know what? I think they might be right because people see through this. They realize this is an abuse of power. This is real election interference. So just carry on doing what you're doing because Americans are waking up.
You know, one of the things that made that clear is President Trump says, hey, there's a couple conflicts I have with the trial. One being his son's graduation from high school. The other being oral arguments about his immunity case in front of the Supreme Court. And the judge basically said, "Ugats, tough luck. If you miss one day, I'll threaten to put you in jail."
This isn't even a real judge. You look at his background; he's something like a traffic judge or something. This is really obscene. And the fact that, look, what is the likelihood that some company nobody's ever heard of some woman nobody's ever heard of, that she's just suddenly getting millions of dollars from Kamala Harris's campaign fund, from Adam Schiff's campaign fund. I mean, doesn't that smack of Banana Republic? And she's actually using her father's case against Trump to raise funds. I think it's pretty obvious what this is really about.
Yeah, it's I'm sure just a coincidence. Not at all. And yeah. They look. I mean, this is what we feel in all these cases, is that somehow they're connected back all together again with this Take Down Trump movement using the weaponized system of justice. I mean, the fact that the FEC, that the DOJ actually passed on this, but Alvin Bragg comes up there and says, oh, no, I'm going to figure out a way to make this work, even when it's beyond the statute of limitations. It's like they're trying to get him at all costs. And Dr. G, we've talked about this before, but I think it's worth noting. It's not just Democrats. It's not just Republicans. Swamp creatures are afraid of President Trump because he isn't owned by anybody. They can't control him. And that disrupts their apple cart, if you will.
It's the reason they have to destroy him, because no one owns him. He's not owned by Big Pharma, the unions, the oil industry, the military-industrial complex. That's why they want to destroy him. And I mean both sides of the aisle, the Rhino establishment and the radicalized Democrat Party, because he, of all people, can drain the swamp. That's why the 91 charges, that's why four indictments, that's why 730 years in prison, because Trump is owned by no one, and that's what petrifies them the most.
Yeah, I think that's clear. That's why we need it back in office. Of course, you get more of that from listening to Dr. Gorka on America First right here on this station. Dr. G, it's always great talking to you.
Thank you, guys. God bless. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. Check out America First later today. And always, SebGorka.com and Seb Gorka on all the social media platforms. Thank you, Dr. G. Don't forget to sail with us, PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. All right, as we continue, we will have an update for you on that violent attack in Venice. And, of course, Mayor Bass's state of the city. Plus, something big you need to know about going on in Glendale schools as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.